May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Read a few verses to you. This is verse 18 of Ezekiel 44, speaking of the priest and their ministry before the Lord. Linen turbans shall be on their heads, and linen undergarments shall be on their loins, and they shall not gird themselves with anything that makes them sweat. This is from Numbers 20. The story is told twice in the Old Testament. One is in Exodus 17, and the other is Numbers 20, and it's about Moses striking the rock, and actually a river of water coming forth that was enough for 2 million people to satisfy their thirst. God gave him instructions, and if you put the two scriptures together from Exodus and Numbers, what God told him to do was to speak to the rock and then strike it. But in Numbers chapter 20, it says in verse 11, and then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation and their beasts drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. And I've taught on this before, and this has always been a fascinating scripture to me, that the way God put it here, because he said, you've not believed me, and you've not treated me. The word holy means unique, distinct, different. You've not treated me as if I was something different. You've treated me just like I'm like anybody else. And I told you, basically, he told him to speak to the rock, strike it, but he struck it twice. And he said, you've treated me as if I were unholy in the sight of the people. You've not believed me. And the whole point being is that Moses worked up a sweat. He wanted this thing to happen really bad, and whether it's frustration out of for the people, but he struck the rock twice as if somehow adding to what God said would make it happen. And the Lord said, that's unbelief. I don't need your effort. I don't need your help. You treat me as if I need your help. And this is leads me to the scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Those of you CTKers, you remember the last few weeks we've talked about from 2 Samuel 5 is where we get the idea of breakthrough. And when the Philistines were coming to destroy David, when they found out he was king, David goes to the Lord and said, should I go to battle against the Philistines? Will you give me victory? And God said, yes, I will. So verse 20, it says, so David came to Baal Perazim, defeated them there, and the Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like the breakthrough of waters. He named the place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord of breakthrough. Again, he said, the Lord broke through before me. And what we've been talking about lately is how David simply walked into the breakthrough that God had already accomplished. And the great breakthrough for all of us is Jesus. Jesus is our breakthrough, that we've been made complete in him. Again, everything that you're longing for, everything that you desire to walk in and manifest in Christ, every favor, every blessing, every anointing is already yours in the person of Jesus. He's your breakthrough. And because you were with him, in union with him, in his finished work, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, you stand in that breakthrough. But when you read chapter 6, we have the story of David wanting to take the ark, which has been in the house of Abinadab for a season, and wants to take it back to Jerusalem. Because he's wanting to establish the tabernacle of David, this place of 24/7 worship. But on the way, verse 6 it says, and when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out towards the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. And the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his irreverence. and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah, and the place he called Perez Uzzah, which means the Lord breaks through the breakthrough. Now, there's a lot of questions you might have about this story, but the bottom line spiritually, and I trust that Uzzah's in heaven, so he got over it, whatever it is, he couldn't figure it out. Once you get to heaven, you pretty much get over all the offenses you have towards God pretty quick and all your confusion. But the point is that God said, you treated me irreverently. Why? Here's the cart carrying the ark, and the cart's starting to get upset. All Uzzah did was reach out to keep the cart from falling over and the ark from falling on the ground. But the bottom line is that God didn't like being handled. He didn't need Uzzah's help. God doesn't like being handled. He really doesn't need our extra effort and our extra help and our anxiety and our worry and our emotional push. How much time do you and I spend worrying about things, wondering if it's going to work out? That's Uzzah. You have broken through in the person of Jesus. He is your breakthrough. But the only thing that can keep you from walking out your breakthrough is God breaking through into your breakthrough, because you grieve the Holy Spirit by trying to handle God. He doesn't need you to strike the rock twice. I was thinking about in prayer this morning, I'm running out of language. Language has a way of, we want to explain more about it. But faith is really about saying less about it, because of the simplicity of it all. That God doesn't need our help. I wrote a little thing this morning that says, faith isn't wrestling with, it's trusting in. It's resting in. What is faith? It's just trusting. God doesn't need to be handled. He really doesn't need your control, your push, your anxiety. Don't we do that all the time? We always are trying to fix things and help God out, because we're anxious, because we're not so sure it's going to work out. What if it all falls down on the ground? God doesn't like being handled. He just... just leave him alone and trust him. Basically, I think that's what faith is. I think that's what childlike faith is that he's the big guy. He's the adult in the story you're walking out. In the situation that you're walking in, he's the adult, you're the little child. Just trust that the adult has got it. Doesn't like being handled. Doesn't need your sweat, your emotional and mental sweat. It doesn't represent sincerity to God. It treats him as if he weren't the adult in the situation. Did he somehow like you? That's why I hate that thing about God being our co-pilot. He really doesn't trust you with the plane for a minute. Or the footprints in the sand. Remember that one? And there were times there were two footprints, and at one point there was only one. That's when God, you picked me up. No. There are always just one set of footprints in the sand, and they're his. That's just fascinating to me. And so one of the things I'm enjoying right now is I have this vision in my head, but I don't have words to explain what childlike faith really is. And maybe because the more words you use, we always complicate it and make it harder. Give you new ways to handle God. And when we do, God breaks through into our breakthrough. And maybe that's the reason we're not experiencing our breakthrough. Because it grieves the Holy Spirit. Maybe we are supposed to try less and just trust more. Just because He wants to use you and do things through you doesn't mean He needs your help. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.